Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, every Christmas, as we are saying, there's something that, for no apparent reason, the kids really, really, really need to have. A lot of this frenzy happens online, of course, but similar fads existed long before the digital age. Some of you may well remember being devoted to Cabbage Patch dolls. Greg McKevitt from the BBC has been writing about this. Good afternoon, Greg.
How are you, Sean?
Tell us about, Xavier Roberts, did he invent them or did he kind of rip off the idea from somebody else?
Well, it's a bit of a complicated story now. This guy, Xavier Roberts, he saw himself as a bit of an artist, really. So in the mid-1970s in rural Georgia in the deep south of America, he got this idea from, he'd be attending craft fairs where he came across the work of a local woman called Martha Nelson Thomas. She was a folk artist and she sold what she called doll babies. So she used this quilting technique called soft sculpture. Now, these look very similar to what Cabbage Patch dolls would end up looking like. And she did actually eventually take legal action against Xavier, but they settled out of court in 1984.
Right, okay. And I suppose the brilliant marketing ploy that Xavier Roberts used was that you didn't buy the doll, you adopted a doll.
Well, that's it, yes. I mean, like, he was a bit of a marketing genius, really. So he started making these handmade dolls. He called them little people rather than Cabbage Patch kids. As he saw himself as an artist, so he also signed the bottom of each of these dolls. So I think they cost about $40 a pop back then. But he wasn't done there. He sort of saw himself as a businessman in the mold of Walt Disney, really. So in 1978, he bought an old medical clinic in his hometown of Cleveland, Georgia, and renamed it Babyland General Hospital. And would you believe it's still going today? I looked it up on TripAdvisor, and it's number two on the things to do in Cleveland. Number one is the safari park, which is fair enough.
Yeah. and this is an actual, and everybody who works there has some sort of medical title.
That's right. Yeah. So there were salespeople, but he called them doctors and nurses who delivered his so-called babies. So a couple of years later, at the height of Cabbage Patch Mania, the BBC visited and interviewed a few of these so-called doctors and nurses. One of them said that you don't call them dolls. Doll is a four-letter word. They're babies.
Well, yeah, baby's a four-letter word as well.
That's true.
We won't quibble with them. How did I suppose part of the reason why they became popular here was because there was a lot of media reporting about, oh, those crazy Americans are, you know, basically beating each other half to death with baseball bats to get at the last few Cabbage Patch dolls. How did they become so wildly popular initially in the U.S.?
Well, I think it was a real genius marketing, basically. So after they renamed these little people as Cabbage Patch dolls, and there was something about this idea of adopting these quite ugly dolls, let's face it, that really just captured people's imagination. So by Christmas 1983, excitement was at fever pitch. So it was actually this week in 1983 that this all really basically kicked off. You basically saw like near riots. The worst of it was in Wilkes-Barre in Pennsylvania, where it got so bad that the shop manager had to arm himself with a baseball bat. People were charging around. There's amazing footage of people going around the store just grabbing these dolls off the shelves, snatching dolls out of people's hands. One lady even suffered a broken leg and four others were hurt in the melee. And in Charleston as well, a crowd of around 5,000 people stormed a department store, knocking over the display table.
My word.
It was crazy.
To an extent, were people then deciding it was worth their while to fly over to the UK to buy them in London?
Well, this is it. Now, I was looking into to see whether there was any similar sort of mania in the UK or Ireland, and there was nothing on that level. But I came across a story in the Daily Mirror about a postal worker from Kansas called Edward Pennington, who took a flight just to London to buy a Cabbage Patch doll for his daughter. Again, the reporter went to Harrods, the department store, and saw that the last nine dolls that were available were snapped up by six air stewardesses from Dallas who brought them home. They'd been ordered by their friends back home to buy them when they were in England.
Right. Good God. It's is there anything like that now, or Labubus? People aren't as mad for, you know, to that a degree, I would have thought.
Well, you say that now, but I think there was something. There was a similar sort of incident in over Labubu dolls just earlier this year. The maker Pop Mart paused selling them in shops after reports that customers were fighting over them. One Labubu fan saw a bit of chaos in the London store. Said it was just getting ridiculous to be in that situation where people were fighting and shouting, and you felt scared. So, you know. It all comes around again, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just? And Xavier Roberts, is he still alive? Is that, are Cabbage Patch dolls still a thing?
Well, not, I mean, like, it was a brief fad. They kind of had a big moment in the sun, really, but that kind of faded over probably by the mid-80s. It was sort of all over, but you can still buy them okay. And Xavier Roberts is now a very rich man living in his mansion in Georgia.
Isn't that nice for him?
A lot of money.
Greg, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Greg McKevitt there, a journalist with the BBC.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.